This is News Talk 880 on 107.9 FM, KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. As always, our archives here on Focus, available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And in the studio today, our guest is Jen Sider, the regional sales representative from Montana Coffee Traders right here in the Flathead Valley. Jen, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Ross. Thanks for having us, me.
Yeah, definitely. We have an event to talk about that's coming up in February. But first, tell us about yourself a little bit.
I have been a part of Montana Coffee Traders since 7 years ago, so 2016. And I started as a barista, and that was kind of a career path I was interested in. And Coffee Traders just is a wonderful place in which you can build a career. So I got to evolve out of that into some marketing, and then yeah, I've been doing sales for the past few years, and I just love getting to connect with our community businesses. And then, you know, I work with people across the state, so I have a really wide-ranging customer base.
Sounds like you love your job out of Coffee Traders.
Yeah, I do.
So now, are you a Montana girl? Where are you from?
I am born and raised in California. I grew up in Folsom outside of Sacramento, and then just looking for something different, have some family that's been up here for a long time. So got to come live with my aunts and uncles. They were very generous to have
me.
Yep. And yeah, and I made a huge transition from a corporate desk job into being a barista. And it was a really great way to connect with the community here in the Flathead. I finally would see people at the grocery store that I'd seen in the cafe. And it's a wonderful place to connect.
Well, so I got to ask, what was it like moving from California to Montana?
Spacious, I'll say.
The big sky.
Yeah, and lots of space to play. You know, it was a little harder in California to get to the beautiful spaces. So it's really a special treat here that we get to access things like that so easily.
So what do you like to do when you're not working?
Depends on the season. Like most people here, I think I'm skiing in the winter. I was, I think the reason I stayed here was I got my first opportunity to see what life of a ski bum was like. So,
well, that's cool.
That drew me in. And then, yeah, golfing in the summer and hiking and any chance to get in the mountains.
Well, that's great. Welcome here. And a lot of people who are listening to you right now may not know the history of Coffee Traders, but you've been around for quite some time now.
Yeah, Coffee Traders was started by R.C. Beale in 1981. Him and another gentleman in Whitefish, Scott Brandt, and his wife Barb, they really started in R.C.'s home, which is our roastery location now. And I think people that were here then would remember that they could come into his house and he'd come down in his robe and brew him up a French press, let him taste it next to, you know, a cup of Folgers and just talk about coffee. I mean, he was very passionate about the producers, the process, and then ultimately bringing a really craft and specialty coffee to Montana.
Yeah, see, I thought I knew a lot about history of Coffee Traders. I didn't know that was their home.
Yeah, it was RC's home. And yep, you definitely would find him in a bathrobe or
wow,
something that made you feel really welcome.
How many varieties of coffee are you up to now? Do you know?
God, like 40 blends, but you know, we source coffee from all over the coffee growing region of the world. All around the equator is that growing region. So mostly Indonesia, Africa, and all over Central and South America. Well, so
do you have a favorite blend that you love all the time?
Yeah, my favorite is Ethiopian, a fully washed, and that's where coffee was founded. And I don't know, it just has this really beautiful tea-like flavor, and it's pretty nuanced. Not everybody loves it though, but it's my cup of tea.
See, and it's, now I get to go. I'm going to go order Jen's blend when I get there next time.
Okay.
You're listening to the voice of Jen Sider, regional sales representative, Montana Coffee Traders. Now, you have a big event coming up in February. Tell us about, well, what's it called, first of all?
Sure. It's specifically located at our Kalispell Cafe on Main Street in downtown Kalispell. And really, it's a customer appreciation event. We just want to acknowledge our Kalispell community for all the support that they give us. And we have quite a lot going on to celebrate them and, you know, express our gratitude.
A lot of fun things happening. We're going to get to that in just a few minutes. But a lot of people may not know that you have several locations across the Flathead.
Yeah. So we have four locations. The Roastery, which is that farmhouse I was just talking about up on the Highway 93. And then downtown Whitefish is a cafe. And then Columbia Falls, most people know for coffee, but also for their delicious food menu. And then Kalispell, which is where this event is located, is, yeah, on Main Street.
All right. Well, we're going to come back and talk about the event. Again, it's February 3rd, Montana Coffee Traders. We're calling it Customer Appreciation Event, and we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Again, Focus on the Flathead on this weekend, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be right back with more Focus on the Flathead. Our guest, Jen Sider, Regional Sales Representative, Coffee Traders. Right back in just a few here on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back with Focus on the Flathead. This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Ross Strouser here with another great weekend in the Flathead Valley, thanking our sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And back with us, Jen Sider, Regional Sales Representative for Montana Coffee Traders. If you love coffee, you got to know Montana Coffee Traders here in the Flathead Valley. Jen, thanks for coming in again.
Yeah, thank you.
And so let's talk about the event. It is February 3rd, Kalispell location only. I want to stress that.
Yeah, thanks.
And you guys are open. You had a little hiatus going on there. What was happening?
Like most business owners and residents of the Flathead, we had quite a issue with staffing as, you know, we were coming out of COVID and it was hard to keep it open. And so anyways, we made the choice to close it down, kind of reassess what we wanted the business to look like and how we could operate it in a sustainable way. And so that's when we were able to open last February. So we've been open for almost a year again.
Great.
In that Main Street location. And it's been great having the community able to come back in. I know lots of people were missing it.
Yeah, definitely. 111 South Main, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so and your hours of operation every day?
Yeah, we're there Monday to Saturday from 8 to 3, breakfast and lunches. Our menu has changed a little bit from people that may have gone there in the past. So we'd love for you guys to come in and check out all of our new food options and same great coffee.
So you guys are going to do a public coffee tasting, I understand.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty fun. And something that used to be a core part of Coffee Traders that we had to evolve as everyone did during COVID. So excited to bring back that opportunity to experience the coffee. Allison, our green bean buyer, should be there too. You know, she has so much information. She gets to travel to origin. She just got back from Kenya. So she has a ton of information. She'll be there. And then Katie, our coffee educator, loves doing tastings, loves getting people a little more familiar with that cup that they have every morning.
You have a coffee educator. Who knew?
I know. We're a sophisticated organization.
Now, does she educate the folks who come in on the coffees? Is that what she does?
You know, she educates the staff as her primary goal in that role, and just make sure that all of our staff have, you know, we have so much information to share. And so making sure that they all have that information and that she can get it out to the customers. And then now that we're opening back up to some more public, you know, that's really where we love connecting with the community. So,
and with all this opening up again and everything, you guys are taking some money off of the merchandise and the coffee and just about everything in the store.
Yeah, I mean, we just want to express the gratitude that we have for our Kalispell community and 15% off everything in the store. So your drinks, your beans, your food, and all of our merchandise.
And yeah, surprise giveaways as well?
Yeah, surprise giveaways. We have some grab bags, which people who've shopped at Coffee Traders events before know well. So those will be handed out randomly throughout the day. And then we'll have people filling out a raffle ticket really for the big prize, which is winning coffee for a year. So we're really excited to...
Wait, somebody's going to win coffee for a year?
Coffee for a year.
What do you have to do to get that?
You just have to come in, you know, grab a drink, grab some beans, and then we'll get you a raffle ticket. And then at the end of the day, we'll draw a winner, and they'll be getting two bags of coffee a month for an entire year. So
how nice.
Yeah, it's a steal.
Yeah, that's a steal. So anything else you want to talk about? It just sounds like a great time. People are going to love this. The date, again, is all day February 3rd and at the Kalispell location.
That's right.
So it feels like this is a celebration for sure.
Yeah, celebration of the cafe, of the staff, and the community that comes in to see us. So we're really grateful, and we can't wait to see everybody there. And there may be a surprise costumed guest, so you'll have to come and check that out.
Well, it's not a surprise to me. I wish I could talk about it right now. Let's just say this. You should be in the Whitefish Winter Carnival Parade.
Yes.
Not you, but whomever.
Whomever is in that special costume.
Before we go, let's talk about the other locations just a little bit, because sure, they have them scattered about, and they all do a little something different. It's different in just about every one of them.
Yeah, exactly. So if you come out to the Roastery Cafe, that is so focused on the core of our business, roasting beans. And so we have all of our offerings available there to get in 12-ounce bags or bulk. And then also some drinks, pastries, merchandise. Downtown Whitefish is just a great place, coffee house, have a drink, grab a piece of quiche. Also can do some shopping there. And then Columbia Falls is, if you're looking for a delicious full breakfast or full lunch, that's your spot. And, you know, this time of year to stop by there is great while it's not kind of inundated with our seasonal visitors.
But I love the food there. It's delicious.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
You know, our radio station, our original radio station, was just like a quarter mile down. I smelled the coffee roasting every morning.
That must have been a tricky spot, wanting coffee every day.
It's right down the road. So we want to thank you for being here, and yeah, come thanks. Back anytime. Give us updates on what you all are doing at Coffee Traders.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that, Ross. Thanks.
She is Jan Sider. Thank you for being here, Jan, and talking about it. You are in the original sales business as a representative of Montana Coffee Traders. Want to thank you all for bringing us coffee all the time, because we roast, yeah, or not roast, we taste your coffee every single morning.
Yeah, and if you have any special requests, you just let me know.
I'll do that, because it's the only thing that gets me up in the morning.
Good.
February 3rd, don't miss it. And by the way, website?
Oh, yeah, coffeetraders.com.
Information on this, it starts when, goes till when on the 3rd.
Oh, yeah, so Friday the 3rd, from opening to close, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we'll be there ready to reconnect with our community. So thanks for showing up.
Thanks again, Jan. We are sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is Focus on the Flathead with Ross Strauser, and we'll be back again next weekend right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.